the big thing here, obviously, is we have a Republican dominance at both the national level and in many of the states that is broader than we've seen for a long time. Certainly the longest dominant one-party thing we've seen since probably about 1976 with the Democrats when they controlled both houses of Congress and Jimmy Carter was president. For the Republicans themselves, this is the most power they've had. And when you consider both chambers of Congress plus the U.S. president plus the number of states that they now control, this is the broadest Republican situation in terms of power that we've seen since 1928. I mean, that's almost a century. At the state level right now, the Republicans control well over two-thirds of the legislative chambers in the United States. This is by far the most they've held since the 1920s. We have a situation right now where the Republicans are in full control. That means the governor and both chambers of the legislature, what we call unified government, what some people like to call trifecta government. We have a situation where 25 states, half of the states, are controlled entirely by the Republican Party, and only six states are controlled by the Democrats. The rest of the states, the other 19 states, are split. So this is a really quite remarkable time. What does all that mean? It means that for the Republicans right now, a great deal of the policymaking that they have hoped they could pursue, they're now in a position to pursue. Where you're going to see that mostly is in states that have long been blocked from unified Republican government. And when a state goes from a divided government or being controlled by one party and then being controlled by the other party, what you tend to have is some very rapid and fairly, for lack of a better term, radical policy proposals. We saw this in Wisconsin about 2010 when the Republicans gained control after many years. We saw it in North Carolina in 2014. We're going to see it in Kentucky this year where, for the first time probably in almost a century, maybe longer than that, we have the Republicans in full control. So we've got a lot going on out there at the state level. And we have some pretty substantial policy implications for a lot of this at the national level that's going to trickle down to the state level. Obviously, Obamacare is probably the thing that's on most people's mind, but there's lots of other moving parts to this. One of the things is the possibility of Medicaid turning into a block grant. That I don't think will happen immediately, but could happen down the road. So we'll probably see a reduction in fiscal federalism over the next few years. All of these things have a bearing on what's going on at the state level as well. So it's going to be a really interesting time in terms of policy changes and policy fights that we're going to see in a number of places. The biggest policy fights we're likely to see at the state level, I think, involve preemption laws. You've got, you know, we talked about this last year in Idaho where we saw the state legislature preempting cities from passing certain kind of progressive legislation. I think we're likely to see more of that this year, not so much in Idaho, but in some other states that are kind of recently come to the Republican fold where you still have pretty progressive urban areas and more conservative Republican state legislatures now. So we're going to see that kind of urban-rural fight, I think, in a number of other states. Obviously, the healthcare component. One of the things that's going to be most interesting to watch here, Samantha, I think, is what's going to happen with the marijuana laws that have been passed in a significant number of states in the last few years, largely because the Obama administration looked the other way. Well, those federal laws are still on the books about marijuana and it being an illegal drug. So we're set up for a fight at this point between the national government and the new Attorney General Sessions of Alabama, who is no proponent of marijuana, even for medical purposes, and a number of states. So that's going to be a really interesting kind of states' rights versus federal government thing to keep an eye on. Obviously, health care is going to be a big issue in a lot of states in the next couple of years. And on top of that, you have a number of states that are actually experiencing budget shortfalls this year. Idaho is not one of those states, but a number of states in which that is the case. So there's a lot of things that are going to be going on nationally out there.
And what about Idaho? Zero in on the gem state. What can we expect in this legislative session?
You know, I think the things that are going to be most important to watch are what happens with the discussion about money on the table, because we're going to have a budget surplus this year, and there's a lot of claims on that money in one way or another. There's clearly a claim on it from K-12 education. There's a claim to reduce tax rates in Idaho because we have a surplus at this point. And there's all kinds of variations on that. I think we're going to see a lot of tax discussion this year about whether to reduce the income tax, whether to get rid of the personal property business tax, whether to eliminate the grocery tax credit. You know, lots of those kinds of things will be going on. And then there's where we were last year at the very end of the session was kind of left hanging with this issue about the working poor and their inability to get health care at this point. There's a kind of gap group there that was, at one point we thought was going to get fixed and then kind of fell apart at the end of the last session. So I think those are going to be the key issues this year is the budget, you know, which is always a big deal. That's going to remain so. That's also going to play into talk about transportation funding, I think. You know, one of the big issues in a lot of states right now is the infrastructure component, and Idaho is certainly part of that. So those are the issues that I think we're likely to see dealt with the most.
And we've heard a little bit from Secretary of State Denny, Lawrence Denny, that he wants to reform the state's sunshine laws that deal with campaign finance. Is there any appetite for that in the legislature?
There may be a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be an overwhelming issue with the legislature itself. This is one of those things that if it's going to happen, it's going to have to be pushed from outside. That is, by the Secretary of State. It would be helpful in that regard if the governor was on board. And the public, you're going to have some push from the general public on that.
Anything else we should be watching for in the Idaho legislature? We've got some new folks in there. We've got some folks who've been there a while. Anything else you're seeing that will come out of there initiative-wise?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if anything comes along in regard to school choice components here. You know, this is an issue that's kind of been visited a couple of times in Idaho and hasn't gotten terribly far, other than the fact that charter schools have made some inroads, obviously, here in Idaho, but voucher issues, for example. This is an issue that's going to show up in a number of states this year. We'll see if that's the case in Idaho. As you noted, we have actually not a very large group of freshmen coming in. I think it's around 17 or so, which is a fairly small number. But what we did see this year is a lot of reshuffling in terms of committee chairs. And as you know, that's a really big deal in Idaho because committee chairs are very powerful in the Idaho legislative system. And so it really does matter who's in charge of what committees. And it's also the case that we have a very large turnover on JFAC, on the budget committee this year. Half of the Joint Finance and Appropriation Committee this year will be new to that committee. They're not new to the legislature, but they're new to that committee. So there are some things different about this session compared to last session.